K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there west in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this Thursday. Of course, football, men's and women's basketball, track and field, the only program still in action. They'll be going down to the NCAA National Championship meet next weekend. Kind of culminating a huge week across the board, including for yours truly, a week from today, or I should say a week from tonight, folks. The Kansas City Metro Mile going down. I cannot wait for this. This is track and field. Well, if you've been following, you've been with me for a while, or it happened in and out, or been with us since the very beginning. This is an everyday podcast. We don't post once a week. We don't post twice a week. We post every day, including the weekends. You would know that you're truly coming from the background of track and field. And of course, yesterday was Global Running Day, of course. So happy running this week. Well, obviously, I feel like every day is a running when you have a chance, especially when you're when you're healthy. Of course, you never want to take that for granted. So every day to me is, of course, nationally it's Global Running Day officially, but yesterday, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, well, I just want to acknowledge that as well. But yeah, yours truly will take center stage once again, and I think for me, and I'll explain probably more so next week on the other podcast, the EGT podcast, more so than this one, because this is K-State Sports, and I'll get into a call up or not in just a second. But me personally, I think this is probably the biggest race for me up to date, hands down. I there's a lot of reasons why, and I'm not going to explain all of them, but obviously, I feel like this is personal. To put it more bluntly, yeah, this is personal. This is very personal. So, again, a lot on Casey Metro Mile preview on next week's show on the EG3 podcast, underneath the 3Y podcast of EG3. So I don't want to go down a rabbit hole right now, but I'm a week from tonight, I'm very riled up. Probably more so than usual. Probably even more so than the last 2 years, because the first year I was geeked up about it. Didn't even know about it until my brother told me about it. He competed in it. But I feel I have a better shot than he does, especially the way I think. If things are trending the way I think they are, we're going to be in business. I'm telling you that right now. But speaking of being in business there, getting the spotlight off of me, let's turn the spotlight back on Carl Bernard, who wrapped up a tremendous K-State career on the golf course in her 2 years in Manhattan, Kansas. And for the second time, well, we didn't mention this last week on the podcast, because she earned another All-American honors, and no surprise. We shouldn't be surprised about that. Last weekend, we didn't, and it wasn't posted or anything like that. Maybe it was. I wasn't paying attention to it, because I've been so locked in on trying to figure everything else out outside of the podcast and running. Bernat, first team All-American from the golf week newsletter, if I'm reading this right, yesterday there, Bernat was named, well, this is going to catch us up to this point. Bernat was named onto the first team All-American by the Women's Golf Association, by the Women's Golf Coaches Association, last week. So that was the award last week that Carla got. Posted an award, and she gets another one, being on the first team All-American honors from the Golf Week. I think this is a magazine, I think. I'm pretty sure it is. But anyways, this is the this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Carla Bernat, picks up another All-American honor for the second straight year, this one from Golf Week. There, again, for those of you who are not familiar with Carl Bernat or just hearing this name for the first time, if you're hearing this name for the first time, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? She jumps off the page. or really one of the top female athletes to come through K-State. And I have said it periodically. What was wrong with it? She's going to be with Aoka Lee, Serena Sundells, the Aaliyah Carters. And look, again, Carl Bernat was only here at this university for 2 years. Just imagine if she came here first. Ooh, she would own, well, I think she pretty much almost at the top of the board out of all the record books she set this year as well. But she is from Castleton, Spain originally. Bernat was one of only two Big 12 golfers on the first, second, or third teams, as he was joined by third team member Patience Rhodes of Arizona State, also who earned this accolade as well. Four others earned honorable mention status, which included Lauren Clark of Kansas, Beth Coulter of Arizona State, Grace Kilcrease of Oklahoma State, and Paula Schultz Hansen. Arizona State's represented pretty well and on this list here as well. Bernat honors this year comes off of a record-setting campaign as he set the program mark with a scoring average of 70.08. She finished in the top five and eight of her 13 events and did not finish outside the top 20 due to the fact that she finished at even or under par in every single damn event this year. This is what you get legendary status right here, folks. Legendary status right here. With the Aoka Lees, the Serena Sundells, the Aaliyah Carters. She's got JB right there. Right there. And I'm probably the only person that said that through probably all the K humble brag through all the K-State media out there. Look, they don't get women's golf hasn't gotten recognition probably on other podcasts because this is the podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna take pride in it. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say that. Yeah, I'm in the mood, folks. This is race week for yours truly. Like I said, Casey Metro Mile next Thursday night, a week from tonight, going down, folks, in Kansas City, Missouri. And oh, for those of you who are interested in coming out, if you're not a participant or who have the time, would love to come out and check it out. It's basically a track meet. A mile through all ages, through the kids' mile, all the way through the elite, obviously. And you're also going to get a show. You're also going to get a show, folks. The 800, I'm combining this into the 800-meter showcase also. Now, I believe if I looked at that, right, I think that's going to be the last event of the night, potentially. From what I was looking at it anyway. So when the heat sheets came out, that's what it looked like anyway to me. So that it's going to be a show. So definitely Rockhurst High School, Kansas City metro area. For those living in the KC metro area who would love to come check it out, definitely I would advise you to do so. This is definitely, obviously for me, this goes top of the heap. Favorite night of the week, And again, I gotta get through the rest of this week and going into next week. I'm gonna be bouncing off the walls, but definitely for sure. KC Metro Mile, Rockhurst High School going down next week. Carl Bernat came back. Sorry to take the spotlight away from Carl Bernat, but you can use all spotlight. Carla will stick with her here. Picked up 3 wins on the year, opening the season with a victory in the Power Cat Invitational. Yep, another win at Mountain View Collegiate. And she became the first Wildcat to win the title, NCAA regional title, thanks to a school record tying 50-hole score of 12 under. And let's not, and this was after the NCAA regional, and let's not forget, they keep leaving us out. Y'all, you know who you are. I'm not calling y'all out. Y'all keep leaving this out too. Let's throw in the fact that she won Masters, amateur, at the Masters, in Augusta, Georgia, Masters champion. Y'all keep leaving that out. What are y'all doing? I know that's not a collegiate event, but damn, come on, man. Yeah, you can tell by now. I am fired up, man. So you know who you are. Why you keep leaving it out? I'm gonna keep reminding you of that. But anyways, there. But yeah, again, Calibra, she is gonna be well missed. And again, I know that women's golf just signed. I did a recording of this. I haven't posted that yet, so I might do that today. While we're talking about golf. But yeah, I record. They picked up Stubert just recently signed somebody, Kim Chen. If I remember, I know I did it because I recorded it last week at some point. But again, Carlabot's going to be sorely missed. But she's going to, again, she's going to leave a everlasting impact. And she's if this can carry over again, they got to have whoever comes back in to replace, not only that, her, but Sophie Burt, who shoots the field there. But no one doubt there. They have set the standard. Carl Bernat, Sophie Burt, they have reset the standard for K-State Women's Golf. This is the Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, including looking ahead to the KC Metro Mile next Thursday night. Eddie Greer here, Promo Project Podcast. Oh, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. On cue. Yeah, see, but I was going to put you on blast. You left it out. So, yeah, that was the last thing that was on here. The 2025 Augusta National Women's Amateur Champion there as well. So, there you go on that. We pretty much covered most of it. Carla Bernat, outstanding K-State collegiate career. And imagine if she would have chose K-State first, stayed at K for all 4 years. She would have owned a record, all the record books. So, definitely for sure. Carla Bernat, another first-team All-American mention in the matter of 2 weeks. Again, going back last week, we never talked about it. Carla Bernat was first-team All-American to the Women's Golf Coaches Association last week. And then here, yesterday, on to first-team All-American honors from Golf Week Magazine. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts found. Free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. First time listening to an podcast or an episode. Appreciate you. I know I put myself in it. But I am the host of this podcast, Wildcat Podcast, all things K-State sports. You're going to be hearing me throughout the summer. We get ready for football season. Iowa State comes calling. We're going to be hammering that matchup right up till kickoff August 23rd over in Dublin, Ireland. So you definitely want to make sure you tap in. Go ahead and subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Like I said, in this episode, y'all be first to be notified about that Podbean app. Big Friday tomorrow night, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, myself and Alex Aiden. And then, of course, like I said, I believe on yesterday's podcast, the schedule's going to get hectic, at least traveling-wise. As you know, I just mentioned the KC Metro Mile for me, and then I'm going to Duluth. So yeah, so we're gonna have hopefully I have some episodes recorded for that week there as well. So this is gonna be crazy. So Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER number 3 EDID podcast, and of course tell a fellow K-Stater, a student, a recent graduate, your roommate, next door neighbor, or a big K-State fan, or a big 12 fan for that matter, about this podcast. That's going to close the book on another Carla Bernat edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.